Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and through Sharing Change, they have donated over $11 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. We're going to talk about today the Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee, and David Stockton joins us here this morning. We were just solving all of the city's traffic problems, weren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we were, I think we solved more than we caused this morning, yeah. So I'm just going to count that as a win.
Well, that's a positive. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be others to pop up.
Oh, yes. So. Yes.
Well, first of all, good morning and welcome in. And tell us a little bit about the work of Second Harvest here in the community. I think a lot of folks are probably familiar, but, you know, what is it? Three or four people every day moving into the city or in the county. So there may be some that don't.
Yeah. So, again, thank you for the opportunity to be here. A little bit's changed since we were together just a couple of months ago in June, just within the organization and within the area, specifically with the need. You know, you just referenced, you know, three or four people moving into the county per day. Our mission at Second Harvest Food Bank is to nourish and empower our neighbors so they can thrive. We carry that mission out across a 46-county service area in Middle and West Tennessee, so roughly half the state of Tennessee. And Rutherford County is actually, I think, the third highest need county within our service area. Behind Davidson and maybe Montgomery County, just because of the base at Fort Campbell and the impact the population in Montgomery County. But Rutherford County is either second or third. When I was here a couple of months ago, I shared some statistics around food insecurity within our service area, about 409,000 food insecure people in our 46 counties, and 39,000 of those lived here in Rutherford County. Since we last talked, those numbers have been updated through Feeding America, which is the national, the largest human services nonprofit in the country. And we are a member of the Feeding America Network. And updated statistics from them say that that number has gone from 410,000 food insecure people to a little over 445,000 food insecure people. And here in Rutherford County, it's gone from 39,000 food insecure people to 44,000 food insecure people.
That's a jump. Big jump.
That's a big jump, a year over year. And that's not even real time statistics. That's actually data coming from probably the end of 2023. So we still don't have the most up-to-date data. So that number is probably a very conservative number of food insecure people within our service area. And it will be interesting to see what the statistics look like this time next year.
Yeah. So what were the underlying reasons for that jump?
For us, it's probably a confluence of events with the number of people that are moving into the area, but then just also the cost of goods, the cost of food, even the cost of living has gone up, especially here within Rutherford County and in Middle Tennessee in general. It's all, the prices have increased on things. The need continues to go up just because of the population. So it's all of these factors kind of coming together. Also, there were still some federal programs that were hanging on in a kind of post-COVID world, that those federal programs ran out, which led to an uptick in the need, which food insecurity, for those who may not be familiar, is simply not knowing where your next meal is coming from. So just a lot of factors coming together to reflect this increased need.
Yeah. You know, there have been several things, especially in the last few months, that were federal related that have kind of come off the playing field, if you will. And we are, 5 years post, or four if you don't count that 2020 year. But so you expect some of that, but everything that you do, it seems like, so if there is a push to we're going to fund this, well, at some point that may not be funded,
right?
And so I guess that's part of the nonprofit world, and it just is what it is.
Yeah. Nonprofits across the country are, you know, facing a lot of uncertainty, just with a lot of factors within culture and society, you know, with federal government as well. It's creating that a lot of difficult times for a lot of nonprofits. And, you know, we're trying to do the best we can as Second Harvest Food Bank to serve the community and make the most impact that we can to help our neighbors facing hunger.
So maybe talk a little bit of how Second Harvest works with the other nonprofits that are in the area, like Nourish and Smyrna and Laverne and Murfreesboro and in other communities here in Middle Tennessee, and because that's kind of a symbiotic type of relationship, isn't it?
Yeah. So our role with those partner agencies, which across our 46 counties, we have over 600 community partners. And here in Rutherford County, we've got 23 of those partner agencies. And how we work with them is we work with them to source food so that they can make the most impact in the community, whether that's helping with food drives, if it's through food rescue, any of those types of things, even through purchasing food. We try to work with those partner agencies so that they can make the direct impact into the lives of our neighbors facing hunger here in the community.
Well, it's not a one person, one organization job, is it?
Right.
With that many food insecure, especially here in Rutherford County. So you work a lot with donations, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Is it more cost effective for, I mean, if you have a dollar, you can make that go a lot further than I can.
Right.
You know, but donations of canned foods and things of that nature, how do you work to keep your shelves stocked to give to folks?
Yeah. So one of the ways is through financial contributions. With us, $1 is four meals, just because of the purchasing power and the things that we can do to amplify the impact of the community's generosity. And actually, on Monday, we are kicking off what we call the Power of One campaign. And the Power of One campaign is the idea that one person can do so much, but when all of us do one thing, then that that impact gets amplified. Mm-hmm. Whether that's everybody giving $1, everyone giving one can of food, everyone volunteering 1 hour, all of those things may not seem like much by themselves, but when they're all put together, when we all come together and work together, it just shows the power that one person can have when all of us come together. When I think of the power of one kind of idea, I think of a story I think my parents told me a long time. It's the parable of the starfish, where there's a young girl that's walking down the beach and there are thousands of starfish on the beach, and someone comes up to her and is like, you know, why are you throwing these starfish back? There are thousands. It can't make that much of a difference. And the little girl reaches down, grabs another one, throws it back into the ocean and says, well, it mattered to that one. It mattered to that starfish. So it may seem like a daunting task. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I talked about 445,000 food insecure people, 44,000 living in Rutherford County. That may seem like a daunting number, but when we all do what we can, again, whether that's donating $1, if it's donating one can of food, or donating 1 hour of your time, when we all do those things, it can make a big difference.
We have David Stockton joining us today, with Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee. So that 400 plus thousand that you gave, that's larger than the population of Rutherford County, by
Absolutely.
The way, in
by
your whole service
quite
area.
A bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year's population count was four shy of 377,000 in yeah. Rutherford County. But that power of one, I mean, if there was $1 from everyone, that's 1.5 million.
Yeah, absolutely.
And 1.5 million meals.
Absolutely.
If you will.
Yeah. So it can make a big difference. Just everybody doing what they can when they can.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this campaign. Over the summer, we had our Hunger Free Summer campaign, which is designed to raise awareness and support for children who don't have meals during the summer. But I really love this Power of One campaign that raises the awareness of food insecurity, but also the awareness that we can all do something. And you know, as we care for our neighbors, as we seek to serve our community and make our community better, I think the Power of One is an amazing idea for us to carry forward, that all of us doing something can make a big difference in our community.
Do you still have food drives and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
With the schools? I know school being in, that was a big thing. My daughter was in student council back when she was in high school, and I remember that was a big thing at her school. So.
Yeah, so I always tell people the three best ways to support Second Harvest Food Bank are through time, which is volunteering, food, which is food drives, and then funds, which are the $1 equals four meals.
Sure.
But with food drives, especially here in Rutherford County, we make sure that if food is collected in Rutherford County, it stays in Rutherford County. So we don't take it collected here and send it to Nashville, or here and send it to Cannon County or Bedford County or Coffee County. We make sure that if it's collected here in this county, that it stays here to serve this community. Whether it's through our facility in Smyrna or through one of our partner agencies, we make sure it gets into the hands of our neighbors facing hunger here in Rutherford County.
David, when you talk about your facility in Smyrna, is that kind of a distribution area?
Or? Yeah, so it is a distribution center, but it's also a warehouse that holds food for us to distribute out into the community. One of the great things about that facility is we have 8 volunteer shifts a week at that facility. So if someone is looking to give back, again, building in or leaning into this kind of idea of Power of One, Tuesday through Saturday, we have 2 volunteer shifts a day. So if anyone's interested in supporting Second Harvest Food Bank and giving back to the community, you can go to our website, secondharvestmidtn.org, and see our volunteer calendar, sign up and come and join us in giving back.
Is there a learning curve there, or everybody's going to be able to figure out what to do?
Everybody can figure out what to do. It's in Nashville, it's or in our Smyrna facility, it's assembly line box building. We have lots of products, and we have a roll station that you just put a box on, and then you put a can of vegetables or a thing of pasta or a thing of cereal or something like that. You just have your job and you put it in the box and then slide it on down the down the way. Someone else puts their item in. Volunteer shifts are about 2.5 hours. But our volunteer coordinator does an amazing job. He's got a great playlist going all the time. So 2.5 hours goes very quickly.
I bet.
And one of the amazing things is that when you're done volunteering, you will know the exact impact you made. You'll know how many boxes you built, how many pounds those boxes were, and how many meals those boxes provide to our neighbors facing hunger. Like one of the programs that we support in the Smyrna facility is our senior feeding program. So if you come in and volunteer, you may be helping build boxes that will provide food to our senior or our older adults facing hunger. And you'll know at the end of your 2.5 hours, I provided 12,000 meals to our older adults who are facing hunger.
Nice.
So it's a great way to give back. It's a good 2.5 hour exercise program as well. You're kind of moving a lot and stuff. But yeah, it's a great way to give back.
Any age restrictions or anything like that? What are your ages?
It's, I think, 12 years old and older.
Okay.
So it would be great for, I get asked a lot by Hope or Tennessee Promise.
I was
people needing
Tennessee
Promise hours. Uh-huh. get asked that a lot. It's a great way for high school students to get involved. Like I said, you can go to secondharvestmidtn.org and there's a tab that says get involved, and that can, you know, that'll lead you to our volunteer page, so you can see the calendar and get signed up.
I knew that we're at that time of the year, because once school starts, it's, you know, you need to get your volunteer hours in, and so that starts right about now, I think.
Yep. And especially during breaks.
Yeah.
The fall break, you see a kind of an uptick in the younger folks who may be off from school, but they can have more opportunities to get their volunteer hours in. So we'll see some high school students there volunteering.
But you have a Saturday, so I mean, that's a good day to do that too.
Absolutely. We've got two shifts on Saturdays, and you know, those days are there's a morning from 9 to 11:30, and then a 1:30 to 4:00. In the afternoon shift, so it's great.
So secondharvesttn.org.
Mid-TN.
Okay. I'm going to put a link to that on the podcast here. As we wrap up, any final thoughts from you?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to come and talk with you about Second Harvest. I just want to lean into that power of one idea, especially as just a lot of uncertainty in our community and in our region and even in the world, but just leaning into the idea that all of us can do one thing, and that one thing collectively can make a big difference. And I just appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about Second Harvest today, and look forward to seeing the impact we can make together.
Absolutely. So glad you did. And before we get away, you brought someone special who's just kind of been hanging out.
Yeah,
here.
So my wife, Sarah, is kind of hanging off to the side. So
the better half.
The much, much, much better half. There. And anybody who knows us knows that that's the case. she's tagged along this morning, so it's great to have her.
Well, absolutely. Well, good to have you here this morning. And thanks for what you do. Anything we can do to help, let us know.
All right, we appreciate it.
And our friends from Second Harvest Food Bank joining us here on Rutherford Issues today.